Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Kmart is doing something that I almost hesitate to talk about this because I'm just telling you, I'm full disclosure, okay? I'm a skinny little man. I have a 33 waist. I was probably a 28 waist in high school. And that was 40 years ago, okay? So whenever we start talking size issues and things like that, I understand I'm discussing this from a disadvantage because, again, I'm just this skinny little man. But anyway, here we go. I'm just asking the questions, okay? That's all I'm doing. Kmart is changing the term plus size. They're not going to use the word plus size anymore. They're now going to be calling it fabulously sized. Because they're aiming at millennials. That's the thing. They want to attract millennials, and they think by changing the terminology, they're going to get the larger customers who don't like shopping for something called plus size. Because, you know, I mean, you're gonna have to go in and you're gonna have to say, excuse me, tell me where your plus size department is. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to be singled out like that. I get it. So Kmart is like, okay, we're gonna call it fabulously sized. By the way, let's define our terms here. You know, in the fashion industry, I was shocked to find this out. You know what is considered plus size in the fashion industry? Size 8 and up. Can you believe that? 8 and up is, I mean, I don't know anybody, if that's the case, I don't know anybody who's not plus size. Now, in the real world, plus size doesn't really even start until like size 16. That's, you know, on the retail end of things, it's like a size 16. But still, here's my question now with Kmart renaming this fabulously sized. Does that take care of the problem? I think, and again, this is just the opinion of a skinny little man here, okay? As soon as you start defining sizes, giving it a special name, you've immediately alienated a certain portion of the clothes buying public. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, you go in and you say, so now you're not going to say, okay, where's your plus size? You're going to say, where's your fabulously sized department? It's going to have the same effect. You're still making them sort of special. Why does that have to be set apart from everybody else? Why can't those clothes just be on the rack and you look for whatever size you're looking for on the rack? You see what I'm saying? If you're a size, you know, whatever, 8 or 10 or whatever, nobody, it's just, oh, it's the women's department or whatever. But somehow when you get beyond a certain point, it's like you're now fabulously sized. I know they're trying to make it as a compliment, but I think it's going to defeat the purpose because you're still making it something beyond the norm. So, I mean, nobody calls size 1. Nobody has a special name for that. That's just on the... What do you mean that's called the children's department? Now, see, you're not helping with that, all right?
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.